Hello, this is Bill Hancock from Faith Bridge Foster Care, and you're listening to Voices of Foster Care.
How do you guys find time for each other? Seven boys. That's a big family.
Well, you know, we have a schedule, and the boys are in bed by a certain time. And the last 2 hours before is our personal time to connect with each other. We peel away on, you know, at least try to peel away one week in a month, so we feel like that's our date night, and we hold that sacred. We do it. We try to we hold that. Faith Bridge, the community of care, has been able to allow us to have that time to do that, and to reconnect, and as husband and wife.
Yeah.
Because it's real easy to get yourself lost in just being parents and not being an actual, you know, good wife to my husband, and him being, you know.
You brought up the community of care. How, you know, some of the folks are listening in orientation or impact training. We want them to really understand that you cannot do effective parenting alone, and you can't do effective foster parenting alone. And part of the community of care is to make a commitment that you won't be fostering alone, that you'll have others joining you in the journey. Mm-hmm. How have people, through your community of care, been a part of your family and foster journey?
You know, that's our community of care has just really been wonderful. There's a couple that we call them up and say, hey, you want a few boys for the weekend? And and they take them.
Yeah.
Or they have grandparents that, you know, are coming within the community of care. Because unfortunately for our boys, their grandparents are out of state. So... Mm-hmm. We have some in our community that do respite, and they've become, you know, the grandparents. And usually about one Sunday, you know, every couple months, we meet over there at their house, and they put us on a wonderful lunch. And we joke, and we kid, and they play games, and just like you do in, you know, in a normal home. And that's one thing that we just want to make sure that these kids know some normalcy. You know, how is that defined? That's defined by being around, you know, having aunts and uncles, having that immediate family that's out there, and the community of care has been able to provide that for us. We call them up and say, hey, we're having a football game this weekend. Can you make it? And they make it. They come by. They show the importance in our boys' lives. Community of care, if there's a doctor's appointment and we can't make it to, we call on them, and they help us with that. If you just need to say, oh my gosh, I just haven't one of those days, you just call them up and they reassure you, and let you know that you're doing a great job. You know, when you think you're doubting yourself, you're just doing a great job. Courtney, our wonderful consultant, you know, she's always been there to help me, you know, with, you know, training or reassuring, or just if there's a need that I need, it's there, it's filled. We have folks in our church, since we have a big family, that Sunday school classes, that I have fruit that shows up on my doorstep, you know, every so often, and snacks. And, you know, it's a wonderful blessing. I don't know who these people are, but, you know, I want to thank them, because without the community care, it would be a little more crazy in our home. It really would, and with understanding, you know. But I'm glad for the community care. When I've spoken with other foster parents who are not within an agency or within a network of community care, they seem detached. And then, you know, when I talk to them more, they want to know, I got new friends, you know, and there we're passing on information about how you get your training in, or how you overcome this obstacle, or, you know, you're getting boys that are kind of getting a little bit more in the adolescent years. How do you approach conversations? Mm-hmm. It's just been really, really been helpful to have the resources out there to help us do this. That's it really good. Honestly has.
Fostering brings a lot of benefits and blessing and opportunity to into our life to grow, but also brings some special challenges. And we try to let people in orientation and impact know that it's not easy, that sometimes it is hard, and there's some complexities that come mm-hmm. along with obeying God in service to children and foster mm-hmm. children in our family. Mm-hmm. How have you confronted some of the hard times, some of the difficulties of fostering, and how have you confronted that, and how have you gotten through it?
Well, I have to really think back about what are the most difficult times of fostering, and are they difficult times of fostering, or are they just difficult times that you have just raising children? And I think in any household, you know, you have difficult times in raising children just because they're their own little person. And it's really hard for me to say if there's been difficult times in fostering versus just difficult times in just, you know, raising a family.
Well, what have been some of the difficult times for you in your family the last couple of years that you just had to, and you had to confront, and how'd you get through it? Just in general, as parenting is tough.
Yeah, parenting is tough, and, you know, there's times that, you know, you may feel like you're pushed to your limits at the time when you are. And, you know, you just have to separate. You have to mm-hmm. separate yourself from the situation that's going on, and you have to go into the other room or go upstairs and allow that 20 minutes of just getting away from whatever it is and, mm-hmm. and reapproach mm-hmm. The obstacle that's laid out in front of you. Our boys, you know, they came with detachment, you know, where they were, the things that they had, or they had to experience loss of, you know, loss of toys or loss of this, you know, you have to think of it down on their level of, you know, when they get possessions or when they get things, they may not want to share, or they may want to mm-hmm. have issues between each other. Mm-hmm. And you just have to really overcome and guide them through making better decisions on, you know, sharing mm-hmm. or you know, you're not going to be able to, you know, a privilege or, you know, it's just really hard sometimes when you have to discipline your children or you have to guide them in a different direction. I'm not going to say that that's not easy for mm-hmm. for fostering, but I don't think it's easier, even if it's your own biological children or any children. Mm. It's just, it's part of parenting, and you have those obstacles, but you have to be able to know when they're just the children mm-hmm. and that they're not on your level of rationalizing or mm-hmm. solving the solution, or you're that, and mm-hmm. you have to be able to do that.
How is your biological son, who was, how old was he when you?
Five.
He was five when the boys moved in. They've been with you now almost 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he's eight.
Mm-hmm.
How has the last 3 years impacted him?
He didn't want to be, well, he'd go up to any kid in the supermarket, in the playground, and take him by the arm and say, "You want to be my friend?" And would just, "Mom, can they come home with us?" And you got the other parents going, come here, you know, and you know, he didn't want to be an only child. He wanted playmates. Yeah. He wanted friends. And yeah. He's an very outgoing 5-year-old. And uh-huh. and so we first got into this. I have brothers. And he just welcomed them. Here's my toys. Here's yeah. the, you know, it was very unique seeing that.
Wow.
happened for him, because he was an only, he played with himself, you know, it was, or we were sitting down there playing with him, but he was more in an adult world than he was a kid world. And, you know, we were going, like I said, we were going to football games and NASCAR races, and we were doing, so he, you know, I didn't have him in preschool for a long time. And so he didn't get a chance to have social outlets. And so this was really exciting for him. And he just, and he still loves his brothers.
Has he ever just gotten to say, wow, this, I wish I had my mommy and daddy back, because, you know, I'm having to share too much?
No, he was more afraid of mommy. What if they go home?
Oh, okay.
He was, these are his brothers.
Good.
And, but we had explained to him when we first got into foster care, you know, what you can't explain to a five-year-old center, you know, these children need a loving home, and we're going to provide that for them. And, you know, they could be staying with us for, you know, a few days or a few months or, you know, and he goes, well, why would they leave? And then I said, well, you know, their mommies or their daddies, you know, may have them back and stuff. And he goes, well, only if it's the right thing for them. And I'm like, okay, all right, well.
Wow.
But we didn't really have to go through that, because we adopted our six boys.
Yeah. Wow, it really did work out for you. But you were prepared if you had to release them. You were prepared.
We were prepared. I'm not going to say it's not going to be, it wouldn't be, it wasn't, the thought wouldn't be difficult, because you get this attachment. You're fulfilling a void that they, as a mom or dad or, you know, family, that they don't have. And, but, you know, we were prepared, but, you know, again, it was in God's hands. You know, I'm not in control of that. You know, I just pray that, you know, you're taking them, but you're only taking them because their things are going to be right. And I had faith and comfort in that. And I just had, I knew that the time that they were with me, that I was going to do everything that I possibly could for them. And if they were going to be going back to their family, their parents, that, you know, God felt that that was the right thing for that to happen.
So whether they come or whether they go, you were prepared, you and Jeff, to trust God and leave that with him.
I mean, I don't think there's any other part where any other place where you can put your trust is, because you have to be strong in your faith to know that he's going to provide for these children.
Hi, this is Bill Hancock, and you've been listening to Voices of Foster Care. Thank you for joining us.